It's open. Hey, come on in, sit down. I can't believe it's your last day. I'd give you a hug, but I'm not sure it's professional.
Oh, what the hell? Come here. I know. I feel like your first day was just yesterday. You were so adorable and nervous in your interview. And you came in, and the next day you told me you didn't go to the bathroom the whole first day because you were too scared to ask where it was. Oh. But you know, you're gonna go on to do great things, I promise. And of course, if you ever need a letter of recommendation or need to use me as a reference for a job or something, I'd be more than happy to tell them how great you are. Oh, come on, take the compliment. You really are great. So I've actually already spoken with upper management. And I told them that if a spot opens in the future, you'll be one of the first ones we contact, and I will see to that personally. Seriously. Don't tell anyone I said this, but you're easily the best intern we've had here, maybe ever. I doubt the one we get next year will be as good as you. Aw, don't be sad. It's okay. You're graduating. That's an amazing reason to move on. I'm always here for you if you need anything. You know that. Besides, you still have this whole day here, unless you want to go home early. I mean, it's not like we're paying you. Really? You already finished everything you had to do today? But it's barely past lunch. Oh man, we are really gonna miss having you around. You know what? For your last day, I want it to be special. So I say, as your supervisor, that you can do whatever you want. I mean it, anything. I've always tried not to boss you around too much, but today you can have whatever you like. You can sit at my desk all day and I'll sit at yours, or I can go to get you coffee or make prints and copies, whatever that staple stuff we had you do a bunch of times. Or, well, whatever you like. Think of it as a gift from us to you, but really me to you. Are you okay? I've never seen you turn this red before. Oh, I'm sure I won't think it's silly. We've gotten pretty close during your time here. Say that again? No. It's okay. Don't I just want to make sure you said what I think you said. Yeah. You did. Let's sit down again. I'm flattered that you'd want to do that, but I'm fairly certain oral sex isn't on the list of appropriate gifts. No, don't leave. Wait, you just kind of caught me off guard with that one. It takes a lot to do that. Can we talk about it for a second? I've seen how you look at me sometimes. You don't have to be embarrassed. It's totally natural. And maybe I have looked at you like that sometimes too. It's kind of hard not to. So you've noticed. Well, maybe I'm not as sneaky as I thought. I don't know. I just don't know. It's just like you, though. Always thinking of others first. If it's really what you want. No, hold on. This is crazy. Not that the thought of it doesn't excite me a little. God. I'll tell you what. I'm going to stand up and walk over to my door to make sure it's locked. While I'm turned around like this, you can get up and go sit under my desk. And maybe, as long as I'm standing and locking my door, I'll hike up my dress a little and pull off these panties. Wow. I've never felt them this wet before. You're setting all sorts of new standards for interns. Oh. Okay. I can't believe I'm about to do this.
No, it's fine. I just
didn't expect to feel you kissing up my thigh. But it feels amazing. Yep, just sitting at my desk, doing work as usual. Nothing. Oh my fuck. Oh fuck. Oh, holy shit. Don't stop. Fuck. Oh my. This isn't your first time, is it? Oh. I don't care. Just keep going, please. Oh, deeper. Fuck. You don't mind if I grip your hair? Oof. Yes. Fuck. Oh my gosh. Oh. So close already. Oh, right there. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, right there. Yes. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh wow. Fuck. You. Get out from under there. And stand up. You've always been cute. But I can't describe how cute you look with your cheeks covered in my cum. Come here. I get to give you a present now. And I might just keep whatever panties you've got under your...
Did you think?
You never wear anything under your skirts?
Oh, I'm just disappointed you waited until now to tell me.
Bend over my desk.
Wow. I've always known you had a nice ass, but seeing it in front of me,
couldn't resist. Oh, fuck me, you're soaked. How long have you been dreaming of this moment? Splayed all over my desk right before I slide my fingers into you?
Oh, yes. Oh, you're so tight. They can barely fit. Oh, but you're gushing all over them already. You like that? Backing this cute little ass onto my fingers while I fuck you on my desk? Shh, not so loud. Don't want anyone to hear you, do you? Even though your moans only make me wetter. Hold on.
How's that? My fingers feel good inside you while I hold my hand over your mouth. God,
But you're so close. Come for me. Come all over my... Woo! That's it. No, fuck. No, it's okay. Let it all out.
Wow. I guess in all our long conversations, you never mentioned you were a squirter.
No, really, don't worry. It's fine.
It was definitely worth it.
So what do you think? Was this a good going away present?
After that, it might just be a regular present. I'm going to do everything I can to see if there's a position for you.
In the company, I mean.
And, well, if you were to stay on,
that kind of position too.